So the Easter long weekend is around the corner. You're going to be sitting down with your family, spending time with them, and you're probably looking for something to do, especially if you have kids. Now, board gaming as a hobby has absolutely exploded in the last decade, with thousands of new board games released every year and many of them putting all kinds of new spins on gameplay. Now, it's been a bit of a double-edged sword, though companies continue to bring out new games. It's increasingly harder, though, to keep up with all of them. More importantly, it's harder to know which board games are worth your time. Now, Rian Pelser has the answer to that problem.
Well, Mac, a plethora of resources have popped up in recent years, each catering to different tastes in board games. And this all just in time with Easter weekend just around the corner. Now, if you want a one-stop shop for everything related to the hobby, like news, stories, experiences, reviews, and recommendations, the Reddit r/boardgames is definitely worth bookmarking. You can also look at Bitewing Games, which is a board game publisher, and they've so far released 3 games with a few more on the way. They also have a blog that is well worth reading. Now, you could also head over onto YouTube and search for channels like Before You Play, Actualol, Shut Up and Sit Down, The One-Stop Co-op Shop, Beyond Solitaire, The Game Boy Geek, Shelfside, and the Dice Tower, as all these channels focus on board games and reviews.
Now, I guess the biggest struggle for any gamer, in fact, for any individual that uses, you know, PC or laptops, whatever, it's not about speed, it's not about graphics, it's not about the content that looks good. Now, the best graphic cards are the beating heart of any gaming PC, and everything else comes second. Without a powerful GPU publishing or pushing pixels, even the fastest CPU won't manage much. Rian, what can you recommend on a tight budget? Now, I'm talking about that guy that really wants a good graphic card, but they can't afford it. I'm talking fastest graphic card, the best value, or the best card at any given price.
Well, Mac, when it comes to graphics cards, there is a wide selection of cards to choose from. If you're looking at the fastest graphics card, great for creators and professionals, the GeForce RTX 4090 could be a definite option. It has the fastest GPU, period. It's excellent for 4K and maybe even 8K gaming, but it has an extreme price and power requirements. For best overall graphics card value, you could be looking at the Radeon RX 6650 XT. It's often faster than the RTX 1360. It has great efficient power design and is really good for 1080p performance, but it's limited to only 8GB of virtual RAM. Now, to get the best bang without necessarily breaking the buck, or maybe something that is good for 1440p and ray tracing, you could look at the GeForce RTX 3060 and the 3060 Ti with good 1080p and 1440p performance, with also plenty of VRAM for the future.
So for some reason, India is trending again when it comes to the gaming sector, which is growing right now, sitting on what, $2.6 billion, with an estimated count of more than 500 million gamers being served by over 900 companies. But the history of online gaming in India has been riddled with regulatory confusion, with gaming often dismissed as gambling.
Well, Mac, developers have been requesting a unified regulatory framework as well as clear definition of what is and is not legal. Through draft amendments to the IT rules, the central government has recently taken a step towards offering some form of recognition. And there is relief to see a regulatory framework finally taking shape. Now, this will help to reduce uncertainty and address emerging issues such as financial fraud, money laundering, user addiction, and harm. The draft rules take a light-handed approach to regulation, establishing industry-created self-regulatory bodies, SRBs, to be in charge of registering online games and developing a framework for user protection. The registration conditions require provisions in the SRB's Articles of Association to ensure independent functioning at arm's length from its member online gaming intermediaries to ensure SRB independence. One way to reduce risk is to use a tiered approach to registration, requiring initial registration only for the gaming entity rather than the game, based on a limited set of predefined objective criteria.